We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the sequence of events as a Jewish child is born. And the Gemara says, "V'eni yotz misham," this child does not leave its mother's womb until they make him make a shvua. Shenema kilchaticha kaberach teshava kaloshin. That refers to the Yom HaMisa. Shnei Melefanev Yichru Kol Yoidei Ofer. Tishav HaKoloshin Zayom HaLeida. Shnei Manchi Chapayim Va'al Leilvav Asho Leinosa L'shav Nafshi V'lein Nishbar L'mirma. The Pasuk of Tehillim praises the individual who is an honest individual and kept teshuah. What that means is that he keeps teshuah that he made when he was coming out of his mother's womb. They will keep the whole Torah. Continues the Gemara, what is the shvuah that they declare with him? The shvuah is, be a tzaddik and not a rasha. And even if the entire world says to you that you are a tzaddik, you should consider yourself a rasha. And please be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tahar, umesharis of tahar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure, and so are those that serve him. And the Shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in you taharihi. If you keep it in purity, great. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be forced to take it away from him. So the Maral explains that the purpose of the Shvuah is that a person should connect himself, his neshama, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shvuah that this person makes, that he should remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marashik asks on the Lashon that the Gemara just taught us, that the Shvua is to hate Tzadik V'al Tei Rasha. Isn't that a Lashon Kafel? Isn't that a double Lashon? Because if he's a Tzadik, he's certainly not a Rasha. Moreover, asked the Maramshik, as we know, the Gemara very often speaks about the concept of Mujbav Oimid Mahar Sinai, that all of us already have a prior Shvua from Har Sinai that we have to fulfill all the Torah. So why is there a need for this new Shvua? So he explains, as we learn in Pirkei Avos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says, Vasei Siyog LaTorah. By making shvuas in the darim, it becomes easier not to do averis. And that's the shvua. Tei tzaddik. We tell this neshama, the malach tells this neshama as it comes to the world, you want to do what's right. If you want to do what's right, then make gedarim. Do different things to prevent you from doing an averis. Because if you act that way, then you will be Zoicha V'al Tei Rasha, that you will not be a Rasha. And it continues to say, V'afilu kol olam kulay amul chatzadik ata. And even if the entire world says to you, you are a tzaddik, and you need not make these nigdarim, so you should say, Hayyei be'necha Rasha. Your attitude should be, no, I'm not a tzaddik, and I need to do this to make sure that I will always do what's right. The Chidah explains that the purpose of the Shvua is when the Gemara, as we often see, says Mujbe V'Oimid V'Hasinai, it refers to the Neshama. But says the Chidah, here we're saying it to the Guf. And that's why, when does the Guf really begin to play its role? It begins to play its role as the neshama, as this child comes to the world. And we make a shvua that you have to, not just your neshama has to do what's right, but even your guf. Other mafarshim say, we know the Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos says that kaf aleim har kegigas, they were forced to accept the Torah. So if they were forced to accept the Torah, they can make an argument that they're an onus, and an onus is potter. So therefore, we make him make a shvua that you don't make the shvua, you just won't come to the world. The Mefarshim ask a question that in Pirkei Avos, Perek Bey's Mishnah Yigimel, the Mishnah says, "Va'al tehei rosh v'fnei atzmecha." So ask the Bar Tanura, how can we learn in our Gemara that we tell him, "Hayei be'necha k'rosha"? So Rabbeinu Yoina explains what it means over there. What the Mishnah says, "Al tehei rosh v'fnei atzmecha," means to say that a person should never assume that he's such a rasha that there's no way for him to do tshuva. Another explanation, as the Shav Shmaitzer in his Hagdom explains, Al tei rosh b'fnei atzmecha is to say that every Jew in his essence is really a tzaddik. But when he does averis, he's not a tzaddik. So Al tei rosh b'atzmecha, what the Tana means to say, is that every Jew has to recognize that in his core, he's not a rasha. But here, hayei b'nech k'rasha, be concerned that you're not acting as you're supposed to act, and therefore you are considered a rasha. The Ben Yehuda explains that the purpose of the shvua is that we know that even if a person is Baruch Hashem a tzaddik, we know that that means he doesn't do the serious averis. But we know the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes, Kilo Yved Avoy Dezoro, Hamabim Pnei Chaveroi, Kilo Shoyfech Domim. So what we're telling to him is, Hey Bei Necha Karosha, all these places where Chazal said that if you act in a certain way, Kiv, with the Chaf Hadimyon, remember that even that can make a person into a rasha. Another explanation that Ben Yehuda gives is because a person is supposed to make sure that not only he does what he's supposed to do, but he's supposed to, if he sees something incorrect happening, he's supposed to say something. And that's pshat what he says, Tei tzadik v'al tei rasha. There's a story that there was a chassid that was once davening with the Vishnitz Rebbe. And we know that the minig is that Rosh Hashanah at night, at the end of davening, Yom Kippur at night, at the end of davening, we say this parak of Tehillim, that the pasuk that our Gemara quoted, Nechi chapayim v'alevav, ashlei nosa v'shov, nafshiv lei nishba l'mirma, the parak of David Mizmah Hashem L'Oritz is recited. And this chassid was thinking to himself, is this really something so special about a person that he says, Miyal Bahar Hashem? Who is the person that's going to be zoicha to Yal Bahar Hashem? The person who didn't swear falsely. Didn't swear falsely? That everybody is supposed to, doesn't make you so great. So he said, the Rebbe, the Vishnitz Rebbe, recognized what he's thinking about. And he said, you're thinking about a shvua that we make in the course of day to day, which of course a person is supposed to never make a false shvua. Most people, of course, don't. This parrot that we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the evening is going back to our Gemara. And we're saying Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, hopefully we are fulfilling the shvua we made as we entered the world, as our Gemara is teaching us. The Chichapayim of our Levov, that we kept that shvua And that's something that we're always supposed to keep in mind. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Mekor Baruch explains that that's exactly why we say this perek, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in the evening. As we start the new year, and we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give us bracha v'atzlacha for the new year, we say, why are we worthy to have this, to get these brachas that we're davening for? Because we are fulfilling the reason we were brought to the world. And if we fulfill the reason we were brought to the world, then we will be zoicha, that we articulated when we made, that we articulated when we came to the world with the shvua, that we will be a keli. We will be those that are worthy to be the recipients of the Birchas Hashem.